I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's program is going to be a little bit unusual because we're actually going to have a guest on the program. This is going to be in about 10 years of doing this program. There's only been about three guests, so you can imagine what high esteem I hold Master Ming Tong Gu, who will be our guest, and he is the master of Qigong. And as most of you know, I have always talked about this method as being one of the advanced healing techniques that I promote on ET Yoga, and the others being the Egyptian healing rods and sun gazing as taught by Hira Ratan Manik. And Master Gu probably is not familiar with the fact that I am also a practitioner of his healing techniques as I took his course online. And Master Gu, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Charis. I'm so delighted to be with you, with all the listeners, with this community.
Yeah, it's especially thrilling for me after hearing your voice on tape for the length of the course that you put out on healing. And also, I guess I'd like to just dive right into some of the history around Qigong, because I understand it has something like a 5,000-year history. Is that so, and is there any specific dynasty or any particular group that that this can be traced back to?
Good question. You know, clearly Qigong is very much parallel to yoga from India. You know, you can trace back 5,000 years or even longer, but in China, the written history of this kind of methodology involved with specific technique is nearly due back to like Yellow Emperor time. That is about very close to 5,000 years. So the cosmology, the methodology passed down through this ancient history. And at the same time, there's a lot of, schools and lineages passed down. So the modern history in China is kind of a unique, is literally taking this ancient wisdom and practice, which is based on not only longevity, but literally searching for spiritual immortality, and with also practical application of longevity and realizing basically human potential in general, mind, body, spirit, human potential. So in the contemporary history in China, including, well, let me say this way, that the teaching, the practice, overall, kind of has been very, underground, secretive. I think that is different from yoga in India. So even in China, has been secretive until 50, 60 years ago. So my teacher, Grandmaster Peng Ming, who happened to be also a doctor in Western medicine, also Chinese medicine, and one of among few pioneers start to teach Qigong openly to the mainstream. So the main reason was for health, for healing benefit. And because of that, I become very popular in short period time in China. And because of that, the Chinese government supported openly for a long time until about 20 years ago. And the Chinese government, you know, starts have a more control of the entire movement. So that's a different story, you know, political side of it. But the way it continues happening is now basically is, you know, still a small percentage of people practicing Qigong, like wisdom healing Qigong in China. And I'm happy now it's available for the Westerners and, you know, for international culture, especially for, you know, because of the new technology, internet. Not only can access the information, but accessing the deeper teaching, the practice, and discovering the experience of working with energy.
Yeah, that's a, quite a fascinating history, that's for sure. And of course, in today's world, with all this COVID-19 happening, obviously one of the benefits of learning the Qigong method would be in the area of reducing stress. And I was wondering if you might want to amplify on how the Qigong accomplishes this.
You're absolutely right. I think stress is probably the most challenging, you know, crisis we're experiencing. But often, you know, people think of mental stress. But usually, you know, the stress is happening, you know, responding to the challenging circumstance of life, but without realizing the body carries the stress. So when the body carries the stress, energetically what happens is become a contracted energy pattern. It's like underlying programming for how the cell to work, how the organ to work, how emotional body responding to life in general, and also affecting directly how a mental, you know, function. And so this become a pattern, basically. So if you're stressed for, you know, a few hours, for a few days, you're fine. If you can bounce back, if you have the resilience. But the worst case is the stress is happening, you're not aware of it, and the body carries the stress, and you're not really, you know, consciously working with this contracted energy pattern over the time, become like underlying programming affecting every aspect of life. That is really big the problem. So the worst programming is this fearful patterns, fight, flight. And we're experiencing so much right now because of pandemic. But really this pattern has been existed in a long time, many generations before us. And historically, you know, in the entire humanity, it's like programmed in our brain function, in our genetic, in our, you know, emotional makeup. So now the certain circumstances is activating this program, but same time is reinforcing this program. And that is going to be, you know, underlying program for our life continuously moving forward. So when we say we are in this challenge together, that's a wonderful recognition. But the question is, how are we dealing with these challenges? How are we deal with the energy consequence, conditioning in our body? How are we responding to life, not only as outcome of this pandemic, but every day right now, especially we're going through this process, as we know, impact the pandemic is continuing for months to come. But the choice we're making every day is going to affecting, yeah, the whole programming of humanity, so to speak. Because everything we are functioning in the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual function of our life, including not only personal life, but also the collective life, including the condition of social, economical, political, even environmental, is very much directly affected by our internal energy patterns. So that's where Qigong, not only recognizing that, allow you to be more conscious of your body is experiencing stress, experiencing the contraction, but proactively, yeah, releasing the stress, releasing the contraction, proactively reprogramming or bouncing back from the contracted program. So not only you can feel better working with challenge for the time being, but also really moving forward in life in a new way. So one of the best, not just analogy, but really a powerful acknowledgement right now, collectively, we're not only experiencing, you know, intense stress, but it's really a trauma we're experiencing right now, collectively. So trauma is means something happening in our life beyond what we can handle. So then part of our mind, our heart, our spirit is contracted. Then if you don't, you know, releasing that contraction, that means you're traumatized. Then your whole life is affected by this trauma, so to speak. So on one hand, we acknowledging we're experiencing a trauma collectively, but we're learning how we can live every day, deal with stress, so we don't have to be traumatized, not only for this generation, but even for many generations to come. That is the powerful recognition.
Yeah, and I can see that that also would have its implication into for those people who have been, let's say, affected by this virus, it would also help to speed up their recovery time?
Absolutely, you know, because everything is energy, you know, whether you need to strengthen your immune system, strengthen the function of respiratory system, maybe affected by the virus, or more importantly, even preventing, from, you know, the complication of virus. So even nowadays, you know, we know the percentage, the number of infection is growing, but everybody is responding to this infection differently. So internal energy, internal immune system, internal function, you know, is determining the outcome. So on one hand, yes, you know, when we're facing the crisis in case of virus infection, you can continuously, you know, empower yourself doing these practice, spiritual practice, energy practice, mind-body practice. These are different names to enhancing your internal functions beyond the medication can help you. So same time, you can, you know, awakening the immune system. So when we're working with energy, basically we're not only, you know, awakening the familiar function, you know, the function has been activated, slow evolution of life. We are also activating the hidden potential inside of you, including the hidden immune system particular function, you know, reversing the virus attack. So that is the place right now, you know, that's kind of similar in a sense, you know, the science focus on developing a vaccine, but how your mind can develop being antibody, for example. That is the hidden potential in your body. So this practice help you to activate this hidden potential. So really to recover not only better, but also preventing future complications.
Mm-hmm. And I suspect that actually this would also be very useful in terms of healthcare workers with respect to boosting their immune systems, which would help them, let's say, be more resistant to disease.
Absolutely, and that is so important to have such compassion, respect for these healthcare professionals. They're up in the front line, you know, working with such a crisis and often risking their lives. So as you mentioned, you know, their own immune system is incredibly important to be in a more resilience in this process. But also energetically, I think the even more powerful challenge, as I mentioned, like everybody else, but particularly healthcare, is facing the incredible stress, physical stress, emotional stress, as well mental, spiritual stress, and really experiencing the burnout, experiencing, you know, the it's like you're on not only on the front line, but you are really concerned, you know, whatever you do, not only how can help people, but you don't know what happened next moment. And that is so not only scary, but deeply, deeply unsettling, deeply fearful, deeply, you know, hopeless, so to speak. So this burning out is really happening in a large scale right now. In the same way, the depression is happening to the mainstream. According to some statistic, one study, you know, more than 50% of the people reported they have experienced some level of depression right now. So think about, it's a no-brainer. It's definitely it's happening. But how we deal with that? You know, that is, you know, one practice you fully enjoyed it is the sound healing. And I feel that is one of probably the most powerful practice addressing this powerful challenge of emotional stress, fearful response, including depression, so on.
Yes, now I'm also a big fan of Greg Braden, one of our top scientists. And interestingly enough, he's worked with the Heart Math Institute out of California, and I made a connection from one of his techniques to doing the Qigong healing sounds, and I'm wondering about your take on this, because, okay, what they found was they get people to get very relaxed and do some deep breathing, and then the idea is to touch the heart in a meaningful way, and then emit a positive emotion such as unconditional love, compassion, even gratitude, and do that for a couple of minutes. And then the testing is showing that it is triggering 1,300 biochemical processes in the body and kickstarting the immune system and kicking it into high gear, and this effect, according to their studies, lasts for about 6 hours. Now, what I found was, I know our audience isn't familiar with all the healing technique, but one of the first techniques was to touch the heart center as you teach, and then there are some sounds that you repeat just as a first step. And to me, that first step is exactly the same as what Greg Braden's talking about. So you're having some science here back up exactly what this process is. And I was wondering if you were aware of that technique. And as well, has there been any other that we know, like scientific studies done on the Qigong process that that I haven't heard of?
Right. Yeah, definitely. The heart maths are doing incredible work, incredible work. I think one of the specialty is really combine the scientific study measurement, then working with not only the technique, but simplify the technique, so make it accessible and also measurable. And, you know, the result, whether last 6 hours or longer, whatever period of my time. So people feel, you know, the result right away, then they can, in spite enough, continue this process. So, I mean, there's abundant research, you know, on Qigong as well in terms of direct effect on reducing stress, immune system functions, cardiovascular functions, you know, and hormone functions and longevity, you name it. So I think the Qigong approach, from my experience, can take one step deeper, one step deeper. So, you know, for example, when analogy, the harmless technique is very similar to energy psychology. You tap into certain energy points, then you give in certain phrase as confirmation, as information, reprogramming, you know, and your energy patterns. So you can feel the shift very quickly. But the issue is, can you change the programming inside of you? That is a deep question. So that's something I feel is the intense practice of Qigong help you to go deeper. So including, you're not only, you know, think of positive thoughts when you, you know, touching your heart, you're feeling the compassion and love, that's all important. But the question is, when you're in the fearful place, you're deeply stressed, it's very difficult to, you know, think about love, think about compassion, think about positive emotion. Very difficult. So Qigong is more, it's like slightly different process. Is you go into your body recognizing whatever you're feeling, both, you know, labeled as positive, negative, experiencing the difficulty in the body. Then you do the practice, in this case, for example, the sound, the vibration. And then suddenly you're realizing the energy, the contract energy of the programming in your body starts shifting to openness, start opening the energy of the heart, energy of your nerve system, communication, the energy of your immune system, hormone system, so on. So you not only immediately feel better, but also this process, if you're continuing, then you start to see next time when you're responding to the same circumstances, you're responding more relaxed, more conscious, more centered, more empowered, more loving. So the key is changing the programming inside of you. So my sense is that requires more than just occasionally, you know, doing 5 minutes practice. So that is a deep level of commitment. So changing the energy pattern, energy condition, which is programmed from a long history of your life and from which, you know, all the illness is a result of that. All these reactions, including fearful patterns, fight, flight, is a result of this programming. So that's what Qigong is focused on, transforming the programming. So not only just to see the temporary result now, you feel better, even, you know, the direct biological, physical, you know, improvement can be easily measured. But the ongoing programming, that is the key. That's what we want to focus on. That's where we take one step further.
Well, Qigong is definitely right down my alley because for years on ET Yoga, I applaud people's efforts to distance themselves from mainstream medical and big pharma. And as I understand it, in the Qigong Center where you were operating, and I use that term not in the strictest sense, because as I understand it, in dealing with a few hundred thousand patients in the Qigong Center in Beijing, China, you had about a 95% effective improvement, and you used no operations and no big pharma. Is that correct?
Right. Of course, this is my teacher's center, so I was there trained under him. And the goal is to release any medication, any conventional allopathic medication, especially for such as, you know, incurable chronic condition. So when you diagnose something as chronic, that means the conventional medicine cannot cure the condition, cannot solve the problem, can only manage the symptom, can only improve in certain function, but often with, you know, severe side effect. So the idea is using the power of your mind, power of energy, and discovering the power of your body, awakening to the natural function in all dimensions of physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. So it's, on one hand, yes, you're experiencing the change right away, but on the other hand, it's like a gradual process of releasing the medication you had before. Then over the time, you can be free from any medication. Over the time, then you recover from these, you know, impossible condition. Impossible means diagnosed from, you know, allopathic in a medicine point of view. But when you're using energy medicine, using the power of the mind, using your practice, then you tap into a new medicine, tap into a new power, tap into a new possibility. So the paradigm, the methodology behind the Qigong practice is really, is this, you know, using, recognizing, basically recognizing everything existing in the universe is made of energy, and including your body. And the connection of the energy inside of your body, internally, between all systems, the brain, the five organ system with all the cells. Also the connection of the energy inside of you, the energy around you, including the environment, the earth, and the universe. It also have a direct effect on the functioning of your existence. So then the second aspect is recognizing you can access this energy. You can master your energy. Often I say, you know, that's your own energy. If you cannot access it, if you cannot master, who else can? So that is a powerful recognition. So the practice itself is very simple, is very direct, is very universal. That means you do this practice. Doesn't matter what is the diagnosis, what is your condition, what is your history, what is your mental understanding of, you know, what the cause might be. But you can directly accessing the energy inside of you, shifting the energy pattern programming, as I mentioned, from contraction to open. So when the energy is contracted, then the functioning of your physical body, as well your emotional body, including your mental body, is compromised, whether you're diagnosed with disease or not. But at the same time, when the energy opens up, then the function return into improvement, return into optimum function, return into the balance and the wholeness again. So that simplicity allow everyone able to do it. So these practice very, such as gentle movement, vibrational sound, you're simply making sound. By doing that, you're activating the energy of your organ, energy patterns sort of shifting from, you know, contraction to openness, from numbness to vibration, from disconnection to connection again. So that's the simple principle. Allow you to access your own energy, allow you to transform the pattern, allow you to realize or increasing, yeah, the baseline of your health. That's the key words, the baseline of your health. So not just feel better for the time being. And that is good in terms of validation, but the continuous process is changing the programming, changing the baseline of your health.
Yes, and I guess I'm not certain if this is accurate or not, but Greg Braden talked about some of the people that went to the Qigong Center there in Beijing actually were shown some videos of people that had been successful in the program, and I was just wondering what role belief plays in the process.
Good question. Yeah. Greg used that example of ultrasound demonstration of tumor, abdominal tumor, dissolve in few minutes. And that is really a powerful you know, demonstration, powerful case happened in the Medicine Qigong Hospital where I was trained. But I have to say, there's a lot of, you know, misunderstanding or not accurate understanding what really truly happened. So what happened is in the Medicine Qigong Hospital, thousands of people practicing Qigong together, not only occasionally, but for months at a time. So the video is one of the experiments did in the Medicine Qigong Hospital. In that energy field, the recipient is a practitioner, and the facilitator, a few Qigong master and teacher were there emitting the energy to the person. Then in the ultrasound screen, you can see the tumor literally shrinking until nothing, dissolving to nothing. So appears, if you look at it physically, you know, from a physical perception or scientific perception, thinking that's impossible, this must be a fake, this is something, you know, or maybe even some people believing think this is a miracle, that must be the power of belief. So it's really based on the Qigong principle. Three things equally important. One is both recipient, the openness, the mind state, as well the facilitator, the teacher or master, healer is doing the healing, their mental state. So this mental state, we all know, can be determined by belief, by experience, by conviction. So these three things, affecting their mental state, affecting the result. Then the second aspect is specific technique has been derived through the history, ancient history. In that video, there's two sounds happening. One is ho sun, that means dissolving. Dissolving, that means from the physical form, dissolving to the formless. So that is different from change the physical to physical. You change in the physical to subtle energetic. And the second sound is hao la, as you know, we're using this often. Means awakening to the wholeness. All is well, all is perfect in the oneness of energy. So returning to the perfection again. So this just simple example, I'm explaining this technique, but for people have many years of practice with this technique, they're able to activating the energy specific way. So it's not just mental information, not just belief. So there's energy involved, there's a deeper experience involved. So then the third aspect is also, you know, most people don't understand yet, is this energy field, in this case, in the Medicine Qigong Hospital, that experiment is done. That means there's strong energy resonance, energy support for anything happening in the center, including that experiment. So that energy field is amplifying anything you do, especially in the healing. So these three components is creating the condition, the best condition for this kind of thing to happen. You know, often you think this is a miracle. Actually, Qigong is specialized creating the maximum possibility, our most conducive condition in which impossible become possible. That's
I like that because to my way of thinking, nothing's impossible. It's if you can think of it, it's possible. I'd like to mention to the listening audience if they're not familiar with the experiment we're referring to. on the YouTube, there's Greg Braden has, it's called Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, where a woman from the West with an inoperable tumor shows up at your Qigong center, and three practitioners made the tumor dissolve in about 3 minutes, and it was also videotaped, and you could watch the tumors actually dissolve and disappear. And I was so thrilled to see that because on my website at etyoga.com, I have, which is actually called Healing the Known and the Unknown, I was aware of and discovered of that possibility about 10 years before I saw this video of Greg Braden's in your Qigong Center. And I've actually, I have a free download on my website at etyoga.com, and it's called The Root Cause of Disease. And basically explaining those possibilities. And but this video actually proved the possibilities. And there's another doctor, Dr. Bruce Lipton, who has recently come out with a 2-hour video called The Biology of Belief. And in that, he goes through, I guess the way he explains it is that modern medicine basically deals with the old style science, and the new quantum physics deals with the mind as part of the process of healing, and where the old system treats your body more like a car, where there's certain issues and they're diagnosed and then the symptoms are dealt with. And Newtonian physics, I guess, is what it's more aptly analogous to, as opposed to the new wave of thinking. And so again, to my information that I give out on ET Yoga, that the more you realize how the universe works, the more you realize how the human body works. And some other science that I've been talking about on this program is this, the fact that the universe actually flashes in and out of existence. And this has been a new discovery by science, that it happens so quickly that it's not visible to the naked eye. But what it shows is that some of the time, actually, our physical bodies aren't even in 3D. But our consciousness and clearly our emotional body is maintained. And so I've taught for over many years now that all dis-ease issues come from dysfunctional emotion. And this emotion appears in the auric field first and then it manifests in the physical body. So just to give you an idea about, you know, where I'm coming from with that, and to me this ties perfectly into the Qigong philosophy, because as I understand it, like things like chronic disease are considered blockages of energy flow. And I wonder if you might want to expand upon the importance of energy flow in a healthy body.
Right. Qigong, you know, takes very simple, direct approach. And you're right on, the emotional energy is so important, so important. So on one hand, we perceive in the existence of the universe as a whole spectrum of energy. And what is measurable is only a small portion, even according to the new discovery of quantum physics. We know in the whole universe is only 4% is measurable, is particle-like existence, molecule-like existence. And the more, you know, the rest of the universe, 96%, is immeasurable, is non-physical, is energetic in the, you know, the ancient language, what they call your prana or chi. and spirit, and recognizing the invisible dimension of energy is a driving force for the universe, for creation, for health, for function of human being, of all existence in life, for that sake. So when you understand that, then the next question is, not only can you access your own energy, but how can you access your energy in the most direct, effective way possible? So that is the question, is how to make, you know, in order to make impossible possible, you have to know not only the science, not only, you know, introducing your own power, but you have to know how to do the work more effectively. So that is the learning process. But the beauty is it's so simple. Everyone can do it. So it's like, doesn't matter what is your health issue. Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter physically, you know, you're challenged, you know, cannot do, you know, yoga or physical exercise. You still can do Qigong because it's so gentle. And if you can do the practice, the movement practice, by standing. If not, you can do the movement by sitting. If not, you can do the movement by lying down even. And also you can do the sound. Then the vibration allow you activating the power, the energy inside of you. So you're getting the direct experience right away. That means you don't need to wait for another person to validate for you. You have a direct, like, biofeedback experience, yeah. So if in the language of Bruce Lipton, you know, he did an incredible job summarizing the new discovery of epigenetic. You know, basically it's the genetic function in your body depends on epigenetic. It's not predetermined by your genetic blueprint. The blueprint is only a potential possibility. But what can be activated is influenced by called epigenetic. And also, you know, the scientists discovered, including himself, your thoughts is part of epigenetic. Your emotion is the most powerful epigenetic. Often we're speaking of subconscious programming. That's what Bruce Lipton speaking of. That is the subconscious programming affecting the biology in his language to the point of 95%. So to access your emotional body is so important. So energetically, if you're looking at the whole spectrum of energy, yeah, the physical in the bottom is more solid, more physicalized, then becomes subtle in the spectrum of high frequency energy. Then the highest frequency of energy in the universe is pure consciousness. And your mental activity is in that category. So in the middle is this emotional energy, how you're feeling. So this energy pattern in the middle naturally affecting the energy, you know, beneath the middle, the physical, the energy above the middle, the mental, spiritual. So if you can change what's in the middle, as, you know, Bruce Lipton pointing out, that affecting your biology to 95%, you can imagine the impact for your health.
So yes, and as I understand it, you're trying to duplicate the Qigong Center that was in Beijing. You're trying to come up with a Qi Center outside of Santa Fe, New Mexico. How's that coming along?
Has been incredible. You know, we are in a different culture, and luckily we have more freedom than in China nowadays, politically. So I've been, you know, doing this work, conducting many, many retreats every year for the last 20 years. And we opened the Qi Center now, you know, in Santa Fe 4 years ago. So all the retreats happening in one location. And of course, you know, the pandemic happened 4 months ago. So we moved all the program to online. So now we have so much more. You know, lately I have been busier than before, actually. So we have all kind of online programs available for everybody can engage in this process at the convenience of home, basically become a global Qigong community. We have many, many free events, free meditation practice as well, more intense and paid program available, including retreat. We just finished one week long retreat a couple of days ago. So that is happening. So the idea is really creating a chi field, the energy field I'm speaking of, yeah, globally. And same time, you can access that power, that healing benefit from any place, especially convenience at home. Especially at this time, we cannot really do a lot of out social activity, have more time at home, so you can focus on the benefit of health and the healing and truly, you know, nourish yourself in this time of great challenges. So our program is available online, and you can go to the website, qicenter.com, chicenter.com.
And also, I understand you have a free ebook, and how do people access that?
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. The ebook gives you more information, but also including few free practice video to enhance the immune system, reduce stress, and really discover deeper resilience in this time of challenges. So you can access all that through the website AncientHealingSecrets.com. AncientHealingSecrets.com.
No, that's great. As I stated earlier, definitely I've been now a practitioner of the Qigong for about a year and a half, and I incorporate that with information that comes from, as you know, this program's called ET Yoga, so I do get a lot of extraterrestrial information. Some of that comes from Bashar, who talks about the basics of health in his way of thinking. It comes from pure oxygen, pure water, not containing any fluorides, the reduction of stress, the importance of exercise, the importance of detoxification, and in working towards a vegetarian or vegan diet. That's what he calls the foundational aspects of health, and that with the proper nutrients and even following those, the human body is capable of healing 99.9% of issues. I try to include with that the recommendation towards getting lots of sunlight because of vitamin D coming from the sun, and also vitamin D being a trigger to the immune system. And I'm also on a daily basis do yoga, asanas, pranayams, as well as I'm now up to 26 minutes of sun gazing. I'm working up to the 44-minute level, and also the Egyptian healing rods, which were a discovery by Russian people, 15 years ago, because I've been doing them for about 15 years, and these were copper and zinc rods with crystals inside that were forged in pyramids that only the pharaohs and the inner circle at that time were allowed to use. So incorporating all those different things into, I call the Qigong, sun gazing, and Egyptian healing rods, I call those advanced methods of healing. And so I've been a big proponent of your system and have promoted it for a long time on this program, I know, unbeknownst to you.
That's so wonderful to know. Thank you. Thank you, Chari, for everything you do. You're such a wonderful practitioner, dedicated practitioners, and wonderful teachers for so many. Thank you.
And I want to thank you for so graciously giving up of your time. And I'm definitely hope down the road that we'll be in touch in one way or another. And wish you and your program so much success, because clearly we need a new direction towards a model of health and a way to attain that without big pharma and without brutal methods of treatment. So I applaud your efforts here, and I'm so thankful that you've come to America to spread this message.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad we connected this way here and continue here in this movement for more health, more happiness, greater well-being on the planet Earth. Thank you. Thank you.
And now, in my usual manner, I'd like to close the program in the usual way by wishing my listeners my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in closing, I always like to share this technique that I've picked up from Sri Ramana Maharshi, which is called the Who Am I technique. And the Who Am I technique is where you get to the highest state of consciousness that you're able to get to, and then focus on the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you can ask the question, who am I, once or twice or a few times, trying to get a feel for the energy. But the idea is to become that spot in the center of your forehead, and then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.